The recall election, if it happens, will be the first in California's history, but it's hardly the state's first taste of direct democracy. Ballot initiatives and referendums appear on nearly every ballot, and they dominate the political process. Peter Schrag is a veteran political columnist with the Sacramento Bee. He says early on, initiatives played a bit part on the political stage. That changed dramatically with Proposition 13, a 1978 measure that put strict limits on property taxes.
Beginning with Proposition 13, the whole center of gravity in California government shifted to some extent from representative government to direct democracy, to the plebiscitary kind of system. And I think that was partly because Prop 13 demonstrated the power of this. I think it gave the voters a sense that they could control their own system and control their own politics. And it also began to create this huge, helped to create this huge industry that some people have since called the initiative industrial complex, the consultants, the pollsters, the signature, the petition gatherers, and so on. And I think now for many interest groups on both sides, it seems more effective and cheaper to buy yourself an initiative than to try to influence enough legislators to get the policies and the programs and the laws that you want, or to block the laws that you want.
This initiative industrial complex, how much horsepower does that political machinery have?
It has a lot. There have been times when some of this industry has test marketed and sold propositions to various interest groups. The most famous example was in the 1980s, when some campaign consultants essentially test marketed a state lottery and essentially sold it to lottery interests, particularly the printers or the manufacturers of lottery slips and things of that sort, and got it on the ballot and passed it. And so California got a lottery in part because of the marketing initiative of people in this industry.
Is that really direct democracy?
No, I don't think it is. And I think that's one of the great debates that California is having, is this really democracy, or is this essentially a way for the same interest groups that direct democracy was supposed to control to exercise their power through a different route?
A lot of the more current initiatives deal with some real hot-button issues, affirmative action, immigration. How does that affect California politics? It seems like that could really suck the oxygen out of the political system.
Well, it does, and it certainly helps to drive the political system in all kinds of ways. It has set policy. And I think there are lots of – I mean, California is a huge state, and it's a very complex state. So it's very hard for people, even under normal circumstances, to know who their state assembly member is or the state senator is. But I think the focus has been so much on the initiative. And also the other thing that initiatives do is they obviously, by definition, either require the legislature to do something or prohibit the legislature from doing something, or require the local governments to do something or prohibit local governments from doing something. So that the ability of local government to respond to new circumstances, to set priorities, is also circumscribed, so that local government and state government become much more restrictive in their ability to act.
Peter, why did this recall effort pick up so much steam, and will it resonate beyond California's borders?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know that it will. I mean, to some extent, and I've had this question, of course, it comes up again and again, is California just crazy all by itself, or is this going to be another one of those waves like Proposition 13 that sweeps across the country? I would guess that at the moment, that's not likely to happen. I think to some extent we are nuts all in our own way. But I think it will certainly get some people elsewhere thinking about this. But I think the other thing is that this is also part of a larger move, a larger kind of decline in political civility around the country. I think we saw it with things like the impeachment of President Clinton. We saw it in the Florida recount fight. We see it in the increasing ugliness, partisan ugliness, both in Congress and in many states, including this one. So in some ways, it may be as much effect as cause.
Peter Schrag, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Peter Schrag is a columnist for the Sacramento Bee and author of the book Paradise Lost, California's Experience, America's Future.